Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You know, last weekend, a campaign was launched where temporary shacks are built across Belfast City, similar to shacks to those found in slums across the world, to highlight the housing problem in both developed and developing countries. Now, on the line to tell us more, we have Jenny Williams. She's the chief executive from Habitat for Humanity Northern Ireland. Jenny, you're very welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Thank you.
Did you like my joke?
I have to say it's probably not the best joke I've ever heard, but not the worst either.
Well, there you go. I'm gonna blame it on Mary. Mary's the one who texted it in. The delivery wasn't great either, but what can I say? Now, first of all, Jenny, you talked to us a little bit about the current housing problem in both developed and developing countries. We don't necessarily think about housing problems in developed countries, but tell us about it.
Well, I suppose I'm sitting at home at the moment. And I'm sitting in a home, and we own the land where our home is built. And so around the world, access to land for shelter is really a critical issue. And housing can't be built unless the land is secure. 1.6 billion people on the planet don't have a decent place to live. And of course, there are many people across Ireland who are challenged by finding affordable housing. So affordability is the big issue in our developed world, and in the developing world, it's having secure tenure, making sure that people have the legal title on which to build their homes.
So tell us about the Build Solid Ground campaign you guys are working on.
Well, we want to kind of to help people understand how many people don't have access to the land on which they live, and the campaign's designed to involve everybody, so we're hoping that things like me talking to you this morning would mobilise people to join us in calling for more solid ground. The campaign is actually funded by the European Union, so it's a campaign with 13 different organisations, most of them Habitat for Humanities across Europe, who've come together, and our goal is to mobilise people to understand more about why housing is critical, to sign a petition, but also to get involved in talking with other people, with the groups and the communities that they belong to. I think whenever I talk about the lack of solid ground, I was thinking that it's really better to tell you a story. Mm. And I met a mum called Shabnam in Delhi about 4 years ago. We have the privilege to travel and to support families around the world. But Shabnam was living in a community on the west of Delhi. She had a job, her husband had a job, and in the middle of the night in 2008, she was moved in a truck with everything she owned to the far side of Delhi, to a resettlement colony. She was given secure tenure, but it was a plot of land that they had to pay for, and once they'd paid for the plot of land, they didn't have any money to build a home. And so I suppose if you just think about what it might be like to be always fearing eviction, that's what not having secure tenure means. So coming, you can't really go to work, you can't invest in your home because you have no security that your home will still be there when you come home.
And what were the reactions to the shacks that went up in Belfast? What do people?
I think shock. we built shacks, I suppose, to help the community really begin to understand that. So we chose high profile, well photographed buildings. So we built on the steps of St Anne's Cathedral.
Oh wow.
We built at the Big Fish, which is down at the docks. We built at Queen's University and in front of Belfast City Hall. So there were a lot of puzzled looks.
High visibility.
And we had teams of volunteers to help build. And I suppose it was again just that idea that someone at any time might come and tell us to move on, and that's the reality for too many people around the world.
And how long?
And I suppose Habitat, as a Christian organisation, and I often think about this. You know, we have a solid foundation of faith, and one of the things that families around the world don't have is a solid foundation of where they live, and we're called, I believe, to do more to help people in need.
Oh, good analogy. Good analogy. How long does the campaign run for?
The campaign will run really for the next 3 years. So the building shacks was the beginning of it, and we're hopeful that in other communities we may bring our shacks to to help people in you know, around Ireland, because this is a really important issue, and it's something that people don't necessarily think about or understand, and we'd just love to have more support from people right across Ireland.
Well, okay, so if people want to get involved, they want to support you, how can they get in touch?
They can get in touch via our website in the first instance, which is habitatni.co.uk.
Brilliant, brilliant. Jenny, thank you so much for coming on this morning and highlighting such an important issue, and I hope you get lots of contacts from the show today.
Thank you so very much. I really appreciated the opportunity.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So that's Jenny Williams. She's the chief executive from Habitat for Humanity Northern Ireland. I mean, think about what she said there, guys. I mean, it's really, this is a very important issue for people around the globe, and it's something that, you know, you could really be proud to get involved with. It's habitatni.co.uk.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie. We'll be right back.